Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Welcome to Local Food Connections, a show about the power of locally grown food to connect us more strongly with our communities and the lands we inhabit. Local Food Connections is brought to you by Local Food Connect. We're broadcasting from Wurundjeri country and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. We respect the enduring strength of First Nations people and acknowledge their long heritage of agriculture and care for the land in which our food is grown. Today my guests are Kerry and Ben Brooker. You might have heard from Ben because he's a frequent guest on the gardening show. Kerry and Ben are from Treasured Perennials and have come in to chat about an event they're hosting in Sassafras. And the event is a showing of the documentary Kiss the Ground. The documentary Kiss the Ground, narrated by Woody Harrelson, explores how regenerating the soil can be a meaningful solution to climate change, how it can restore ecosystems and grow abundant food. So you would have heard a lot on the show about it all coming back to soil. So many of our guests say that. They'll tell us all about that. And we might just say welcome to you both to start
with. Good
morning. Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Ben, what about you just letting us know about the film and why you chose that film for your event and what the event's about, why you're having the event?
My passion is the plant nutrition sort of side of things, and so I've gone down that path where I've always, there's a root cause of a root cause of a root cause. So going down those root causes, I was looking at why plants were not performing, 100%. So, and it all goes back down to what the soil's like. So, and down to the microbes and the fungi and this this communication that the actual fungus and the bacteria have with an actual plant. So that really sort of always led me back to that regenerative sort of side of things. So once I started doing a bit more research on the regenerative farming, I was putting that into practice into sort of pretty well like on a smaller scale. And one of the things that I was reading, Kiss the Ground documentary, come up. So we actually followed what they were doing, and mm-hmm. they were sequestering sort of the carbon and putting it into our soils and talking about how we can actually reverse climate through our soils, how we actually sort of treat the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it sort of really sort of encourages to sort of we need to do more
mm-hmm.
for the environment and educate people, what we actually do.
And just because I haven't heard you on the gardening show, what is your background? Are you a horticulturalist?
So I studied through Charles Sturt University.
Mm-hmm.
So very strong, passionate about botany. Plant nutrition was one of them. So understanding, I think, specific sort of nutrients, what they actually do in a plant,
mm-hmm.
And where it ends up
mm-hmm.
as well. So and then what we actually eat in our vegetables, we're actually got to, the plant's got to produce all those amino acids, all those nutrients for our bodies to actually, utilise mm. all those, that healthy goodness, like all the proteins mm. and that the actual plant can utilise.
So what you're saying is that whatever little plant you're growing to eat is part of a whole ecosystem, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a whole community of organisms under the ground there doing all that work, communicating with each other to make that soil
available, or the nutrients, and that's all available for those.
Yeah, plants. And it's important because there's 9 essential amino acids where it's the plant, the microbes can only produce, and that's where we can only get these particular amino acids. Mm-hmm. Amino acids is where it'll click into a protein. So if we don't actually have those 9 essential amino acids, then we're actually not getting those complete forms of proteins. And also the plants actually need proteins to help fight off certain fungus and certain bacteria that really can attack the plant in a way where it's going to kill it, or insect infestations as well. Mm. So it's important that the plant can actually take up all these nutrients that it's required to produce these proteins. The only way you can really do it properly is when we actually have this synergistic sort of communication between the bacteria, the fungus, and the plant. They all work together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you want to tell us, Kerry, about how this relates to 3CR? Because this is a bit broader than just your event up in
Sassafras. Because Ben and I are so passionate about regenerative horticulture and we support 3CR, the Radiothon came up and we sort of saw it as basically a double whammy. Let's try and raise funds for the 3CR Radiothon while trying to produce an event which was really educational and inspiring and help people sort of learn how to grow nutrient-dense food, or educate them about one small change they can make in their life and their garden, which is going to have an impact. So mm-hmm. if we could get across to one person how to garden in a healthier manner, both for their own physical health and the health of the planet, and then their neighbour spoke to them, that this would have an ongoing effect. So someone on a 500 square metre block spoke to their neighbour, and it suddenly went to, 1,000 square metres, and the whole thing just leached out from there.
Leached out. Yeah. I like how you're talking about leaching out and you're talking about getting to the roots of ideas.
Yeah.
Your minds are full of metaphors about gardening.
Always about root cause. There's always a root cause of a root cause of a root cause. So, yeah.
So what you're saying there, Kerry, is, I mean, we know about regenerative agriculture, which is usually done on a large scale on big farms, and it's really, changing that soil. But you're because you're horticulturalist, you're bringing that right down to get gardeners, home gardeners, to think about their role as regenerators.
That's
right?
That's it. And if we all implement one small change and it has a flow-on effect, then aren't we all doing something for the future of the planet? Like, we actually need to leave the planet in a better condition than when we found it.
And even if it's only our 500 square metres. Okay, so where and when can the people
go event to this? Is on November the 15th. It's at the Fernie Creek Horticultural Society. They've been fantastic coming on board. They're a really big supporter of the 3CR Gardening Show. So they have let us use the hall free of charge. So Ben and I are sponsoring the event, paying for the screening and everything, because we're so passionate about this. So it's 100 Hilton Road, Sassafras. The event is November the 15th, as I said. The gates are opening at 11:30. So beforehand, we'll have affiliated stalls. So people that are passionate about growing food, teaching people, educating people. And these aren't big changes that you have to make. They're actually low-cost alternatives, things mm-hmm. that are going to save you money, deliver you nutrient-dense food, and it doesn't matter if you live on a balcony or you have a 1,000-square-metre block. There's going to be an idea that everyone can take away from it. So there'll be the affiliated stalls beforehand. There'll be 4 demonstrations on different things. So Paul from View at Jindavik is known as Compost Man. He's going to do a weed tea and compost tea demonstration. So they no longer buy any fertilizers, nothing organic. Of course, none of us use chemical fertilizers because that's what we're trying to move away from for health reasons. So he'll be doing that demonstration. Marty Roden from QC Flower Farm, she's going to demonstrate how to use a broad fork and talk about green pathways. Craig Castry from Edible Gardens is going to be demonstrating how to use a refractometer, which will actually help you pick your fruit at exactly the right time so that you know that you're picking it when it's at its optimum nutrient dense time.
I can explain a bit more about that.
And Ben is going to be demonstrating how to make lactobacillus, which is a living fertilizer out of ingredients you've got in your pantry. So, yeah. So we want... So then, of course, the film will be at 1 o'clock. And after the screening, there will be a Q&A session. So we want people to join in this Q&A session, share ideas, ask any question that you have, like how can I implement this in my garden, any question that you possibly have that's actually going to help you garden better in a regenerative way and get rid of chemicals.
So you can come with no knowledge whatsoever, absolute beginner. That's fantastic. Okay, I've now got, from hearing what you've just said, Kerry, I've now got four lovely topics, and I'm going to go over to Ben and I'm going to say, why use a broad fork?
The broad fork will help to aerate the soil without actually damaging, if you have that mycelium sort of network happening in your ground, because the idea is you want to minimise or no-till the soil, because it can be a lot more detrimental to the biome than it is spraying chemicals.
So is the broad fork then a sort of halfway point between tilling and not tilling? I mean, because you're still tilling it.
You are a little bit. You're only sort of, you're pushing it in and just cracking the soil. So
you push it in and move it around a bit rather than...
Yeah, so you just want to move it around a little bit. So you only want to just open it up. That's
you're letting air into it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, because I think that it's important that you actually allow the oxygen into the soil, because that's also going to contain a lot of nitrogen. I mean, we have over 75,000 tonnes of nitrogen above our head per hectare. To access that oxygen has got to get into the soil. That air has got to get into the soil. And then the microbes and the fungus will actually solubilize, will capture that nitrogen, put it in a more soluble or available form for the plant to actually take up that nitrogen. So there's no need to actually apply any nutrients that contain NPK, which is your nitrogen, potassium and phosphorus, because it's already existing in our soils, anywhere in our atmosphere. So if we just open up our soils to allow that air or oxygen to get into the soil, then our bacteria will capture all that nutrient.
So it really is that idea. Think of yourself as in an ecosystem. Don't think of yourself as just planting a little plant. You're in an ecosystem.
Yeah, you are.
Stuff's all there, and nature knows what to do.
Nature does know what to do.
That's what regenerative gardening is.
So
it's gardening as nature intended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's very aligned with permaculture.
Yeah, but there's a... I think with permaculture, you don't have to. With regenerative, you can still use fertilizers to actually to correct certain deficiencies and all that sort of stuff. But it's about regenerating new soils in a more natural sort of way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the movie does touch on how in 60 years it's envisaged that we will have no topsoil left, which is such a really scary thought. When you think that if we have annual crops, that's only 60 annual crops. So as far as our food system goes, that's just such a scary thought.
Why is conventional agribusiness not getting with the program here? Or are they? Or do they think there's just going to be a technological solution?
It's happening. There's a lot of farmers now that are converting. So they're actually seeing the results on how much they're saving because there's less inputs put into their farms.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you talking about the big agribusiness companies though?
There is a couple of big not all are doing it. There is some that they're doing the transition.
Yeah, that's good.
And there's a lot of help out there too, like especially worldwide. We have you've got Farmers Footprint, which is started off in America. That was actually organised through a gentleman named of Dr. Zach Bush. He's the one, he's also started it here in Australia. You have Vic No-Till. So these are organisations which actually could help farmers, help them with the transition to go become a bit more more regenerative.
Yeah.
And look, I think it's that you've got to do it slow. You can't just sort of go, you can't go cold turkey because otherwise they're not going to make any money. So if they start doing a transition year after year, look, eventually they will, it'll become a lot more profitable for them.
And I think, as Craig Castry says, you don't do better unless you know better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just aware, just listening, you know, we do as a species know better.
Mm.
It looks like it's a bit slow to change.
It is. And it's that, I think it's also, I think a lot of people get set in their own way.
Yeah.
Or it's how they've been brought up. So, you know.
And I think this movie is such an eye-opener. Like, one part of the movie stands there with an ag business, and the gentleman stands on the edge of his fence line with his neighbour, and he holds his arms out and he says, "Which side would you like to buy your vegetables from?" His is regeneratively grown. It's green. It's lush. The other side, his neighbour, the paddock has been, the soil has been raped. It's dead. It's lifeless. And there's a few weeds. And it's really a no-brainer.
Great visual image there.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that's what we want to get across to people. There's a better way to grow your food. There's a better way to source your food. So, you know, it's about teaching people that they should be questioning, has my food been sprayed with chemicals? Like, what have you done to produce my food? Like, you know, like, I have one of the best things I've ever seen on social media was a post which discussed, why are organic carrots labelled organic carrots? Why are they not labelled carrots? And then carrots, like, labelled chemical carrots.
Oh, what a simple...
I mean, that just that one brilliant little thing would change everybody's mindset. And which carrot would they like to buy?
What a great idea. Exactly. What a simple little shift in your attitude there just to see it differently. Yep. Have a little break and we'll be right back.
Wondering how to pay your donation to 3CR Radiothon? It's easy. You can pay online at 3cr.org.au or call us any weekday with your credit card details on 03 9419 8377. You can also come into the station at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy during office hours and pay by cash or card. Or simply post your cheque or money order to PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. And be sure to tell us which program you'd like your donation to go to.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
Hello there. I'm Virginia from The Gardening Show. What if there was a viable solution to climate change? Treasured Perennials Nursery are sponsoring a screening of Kiss the Ground documentary, exploring how, through our soils, we can stabilise the Earth's climate, restore lost ecosystems and provide future food security. A mini event with stalls, demonstrations and a Q&A session. It's going to be at Ferny Creek Horticultural Society, which is in Hilton Road in Sassafras, on November the 15th, 11:30 to 4 p.m. Tickets will be $15.50 through TryBooking. Head to trybooking.com and search for Kiss the Ground. All proceeds, of course, are donated to 3CR. Treasured Perennials Nursery is a 3CR supporter and regularly appear on The Gardening Show.
This is a Local Food Connection show on 3CR 855 kHz on your AM radio dial and 3CR on digital radio. You can also visit the 3CR website, listen to the live streaming of the show, and you'll find there also all of our podcasts. You'll have to go to 3CR Local Food Connections and you'll get over 100 podcasts. Today I'm chatting with the organisers of the screening of Kiss the Ground, and Kerry and Ben have already been very convincingly and passionately explaining to us why we need to take on board what's in that film. Now, one thing I'm interested in is this idea of using lactobacillus in the soils to nourish the soils. Is that right?
It is a bacteria. Uh-huh. And it's one thing I don't like to do is I don't like to focus on one variety of bacteria. Uh-huh. The reason why I use lactobacillus is it's only short-lived. So it'll actually, once you actually apply it to the soil, it'll solubilize a lot of nutrients that's in the soil. And then as it dies off, we have other bacteria that will eat it, especially what they call as an endophytic bacteria. Endophytic is a really tiny microbe where the plant will actually eat that bacteria. It's a process they call rhizophagy. So the plant will consume that bacteria. It'll circular around a cell wall. And as it's doing that, it's releasing a superoxide. So it sort of breaks down the outer coating of the microbe. It blows up like this balloon, comes like jelly-like, and then releases that nutrient. And then sort of keeps circulating until it releases that nutrient. And then eventually what the plant does is it pushes it back up through the side root hairs, pushes it back out into the soil. So the lactobacillus can speed up a process of breaking down organic matter.
So it's the same thing again of you're putting one thing in there, but you're understanding that that one thing's going to cause a ripple effect of a lot of other organisms are going to come in to help it and all that.
Yeah, so in doing that too, so I actually apply things like Lucin, which, you know, Lucin actually has a bacteria, it's called protozoa, which is a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Also, that protozoa eats other bacteria as well. So that's another solubilizing sort of mechanism of getting the nutrients.
So Lucin in particular or any kind of hay? Or
no, Lucin, it's particularly Lucin, but you don't want to go to the green shed and buy it from there because it's actually been sprayed. It's been sprayed with what they call with fruit for Lucin flea.
And that's gets rid of your protozoa too, maybe?
Yeah, it kills everything off. Oh, dear. Yeah, so the best place to get is just from a farm produce place. Okay. Buy it already, you know, the big bales with a, you know, hay band and all that. Because a lot of that is pretty well sourced. It's more sourced here in Victoria, probably northern Victoria.
Yeah.
Depending on what the seasons have been doing. And a lot of that, it's a quick sale for them. They can, you know, cut it, bale it, send it off. They don't need to spray it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that's all really good as well. So, so adding like Lucin to it, so you're adding another bacteria in there, but also adding things like molasses. Okay. So molasses is a carbon source or a sugar source. So that actually feeds the microbes and keeps it alive. So
a little bit of knowledge, you can build your knowledge together and just start thinking like the plant almost.
So, and even things like, so I'm going to be demonstrating how to do this and how to put the Lucin in, how do we put the molasses in, because it happens in different stages.
Okay.
But also things like humates. So you've got fulvic acid and humic acid. So this is actually extracted out of brown coal. So it comes out of, there's quite a few sources where it's around Australia where they source it out of that old ancient coal. It's a process for heating and extracting the humic out of it. But that's actually a really good sort of food source for fungus and bacteria and also for the plant. So it actually helps so if you're providing nutrient to the plant, if you actually add a humate to it, which is the fulvic or humic acid to it, it chelates it. Chelate, Latin meaning claw. So it actually grabs that nutrient and then it'll pull it in. So you're not wasting that nutrient. So for an example, like you apply, let's go inorganic for this sake, like Osmocote. And it says like you've got, say, 20% of nitrogen in it. When you apply it and then it starts leaching through the soil, only 3% of that, if that, is actually absorbed by the plant. The rest is just all leached because the plant only needs small amounts. But if you add things like your humic acid to it or a fulvic acid to it, when it chelates it, it'll actually grab all that nutrient and hold it into place. And also in the soil, if the plant can't utilise that whole sort of percentage of what that nutrient is, the soil will actually hold it as well because the aggregates actually have these little sort of pockets which will actually be chelated through the humic or the fulvic acid where that nutrient is being dragged in and held. So then the plant can actually have the access to actually access the nutrient when it needs it.
Wow. That's sort of beautifully explained, Ben. I think I'll be coming to that workshop just to see this in action. Now, we've only got five. Oh, and I think we've got a little bit more. So, Kerry, what would you like to say?
I'd just like to point out that even though Ben is a wealth of knowledge and quite technical, people don't have to be intimidated by coming to this event. So, obviously, all the people there demonstrating and talking will talk on the level that people can understand. So if you're a beginner, don't be intimidated. If you're a real plant science nerd like Ben, come along and science, you know, plant science nerd out. But it's a thing that's accessible, you know, it's everyone can access. So, you know, we have a couple of people there, Craig and Sarah from Sellit. So, as in CELLIT, she actually just grows seedlings that you can buy individually. So that, you know, she's all for not wasting. So you have that feast or famine. She's like, try it. She has so many different varieties, 65 varieties of tomatoes, 38 pumpkins. So these people are just there to help people just garden in their own home mm-hmm. garden. Mm-hmm. So it can be a technical thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually brought back to absolute basics. Mm-hmm. So Craig gardens on 100 square metres on his home plot. So wow. And he produces 85% of all his fruit and vegetable needs.
Wow.
So both Craig and Sarah, Paul, all the people going here are there to demonstrate how you can actually not use chemicals, and you can garden in with cheaper alternatives. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend a fortune on your garden when nature will do it for you.
Craig's also he's written a book on soil as well, which mm-hmm. you have for sale.
Okay,
and it'd be a book I recommend because he actually has simplified it as well.
And we also have other people there like Thriving Food Farm who produce, they're certified organic. And so if people don't know how to access food, Thriving Food Farm will, if you have your order in by midnight Thursday, they will actually deliver you fresh fruit and veggies and eggs on the Sunday. So even if you don't know how to access nutrient-dense food that's healthier for you, we're actually showing you whether you can just put in, as Craig and Sarah do, just put in two seedlings a night. You'll be surprised, as Craig says, like that 5 minutes, how much food you will be producing in your garden in 6 weeks.
I love the way you're talking there. I like that. You're making it sound... You know, so much of this isn't about
it's about knowing saving everything. Time.
It's about time. Knowing where to get your information.
Yeah, saving money and putting nutrient dense food into your body. But
knowing where to get it. Yes. It's not knowing about it. It's knowing who they can go to get it. And this is why I love a good gardening nerd, because I'm not one. So it's good to have one around. Now, we're going to wind up soon. So I just want to get another announcement in case I'm caught short here. So Greenwood Farm at Bundoora Secondary College, which is a local Food Connect, partly a local Food Connect initiative along with the school, their farm gate stall is opening on the 8th of November. And we've been promoting that. So we would like people to come to that. It's Local Food Connect will be offering regular sales of fresh, locally grown organic vegetables direct from the farm. And the initial trading hours will be Saturday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. With the hours and product range expected to evolve based on your interest and whatever's growing at the farm. So remember, that's the farm, the Greenwood Farm, which is associated with the curriculum at Bundoora Secondary College, are now opening their farm gate stall. So everyone come along to that if they can.
I just tell people how to get tickets?
I totally, to that is the last, that's the next thing we have to do. That's what we have to hear from now.
If people head to try booking and just...
To be clear, everyone, this isn't for the farm gate thing I just said. This is for the big Kiss the Earth...
Kiss the Ground.
Kiss the Ground film event in Sassafras.
So tickets are $15.50. $15 from every ticket is going directly to 3CR Community Radio. So it's a fundraiser for them. If you head to Try Booking and just type in Kiss the Ground by Treasured Perennials, you'll find all the details. Or you can head to our social media, Facebook or Instagram, just Treasured Perennials, and you'll find a QR code, and we'll be posting more details about the event.
Right. So this is an event. You go to this event, you get this expertise, this inspiration, and you're also supporting 3CR. So absolutely fantastic. I urge everyone to go there. I think I will definitely be going there. But what day is that? What day is the 15th?
November the 15th.
What day is
that? Oh, a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Yeah, sure. That's good. Okay, fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in, and I would have liked to have had you in for longer, but I've only got a half an hour show, which is okay. That's good. But that is all we've got time for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kerry. My name is Anne Stanley, and my guests were Ben and Kerry Brooker. And of course, go to Try Booking if you'd like to book a place at their event. Until next week, love the land you're on, share your surplus, take care of each other, and stay tuned now to 3CR for more Radical Radio with Latin American Update. Bye for now. With the dirt, you'll observe it's certainly not inert. From a worm to a chicken, you're never alone on the loam, and it's time to get to work. We've been looking up, we've been messing around, we've been freaking out. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.